Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, Beau Marchant, and today we're joined with special guest Kevin Grant of the Akron Zips. Kevin has amassed 319 tackles in his career with Akron. He also is in the top 25 in tackles and tackles for loss in the NCAA. Kevin, welcome to today's show. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. Now, we spoke at your pro day, and we were speaking how that went. How did you think your pro day went for you?
I started off pretty well. Got 23 reps on the bench. I jumped, I think, to 32 or 33, and I brought up to 9.7. So, I mean, I was happy with those numbers, but in my first 40, I tweaked my hamstring, so I only ended up running 140. And my pro agility times and my LGO times weren't where I wanted them to be, but I guess I'll have another chance to run them sometime coming up in the next week. So, I think overall, I'm pretty good, but overall with my workout, I was pretty happy. I mean, overall, I thought I did a pretty good job.
Now, watching your workout, I noticed, because I was there at your pro day watching you work out, your pro day, talking to your agents, they were really pleased. They thought everything was going great prior to you, pulling the hammy coming up on the 40. How's your rehab with your hamstring going? Are you close to back to 100%, or is that still nagging you a little bit?
Well, they found out that I just have a little bit of residual strength, so gotta go into a physical therapist this coming up week to get all that taken care of. So yeah, by the end of next week I should be close to 100%.
Great. Now, when you hear the words NFL prospect or future NFL player, how does that hit you when you hear those words?
I mean, just growing up, that's always something that you aspire to, is one day playing the NFL. And I mean, just to get the chance to work out for these teams and show what I can do, and just have the opportunity to be at this point in the process is just an honor, and I want to make the most out of it. So, I mean, I'm extremely excited about it.
When did the realization that you could be an NFL player, when did you start to realize that you had that potential?
Towards the last season. Well, I mean, people had always asked me if I thought about it and all that type of stuff, but I mean, it really just hit me towards the end of last season when on a daily basis, you know, you get the agents calling you and people trying to contact you through different sources and different means to try and see if you would be interested in having them represent you at the end of the season. But that's really when I started to realize that, you know, it was something that was a real possibility.
Now, when you got that first phone call from an agent, was that something you were expecting? I mean, like, when you hung up the phone, did you run around the house? Did you, like, call your parents, be like, hey, I just got called by an NFL agent?
Like, at first, I didn't really know what to make of it. I mean, because having talked with guys like Reggie Corner and Jabari Arthur and Andy Allman, those guys who were at Akron, at Akron with me and I played with, they had told me that, you know, the agent's going to come calling and stuff, but it never really, you know, it didn't really hit home until, you know, actually the process, because, I mean, it's kind of like the beginning of the process, I guess you'd say, it actually started happening. So at that point is when I kind of it all came to fruition, and I kind of realized that, you know, it was something that's a real possibility. So, I mean, I wasn't really excited, but, I mean, I was more in, like, awe, you know what I mean, because, like, it wasn't something that had happened, or wasn't really something that I was expecting.
Okay. Now, noticed looking through your stats, you redshirted in 2004, but from that time on, you played in all 49 of Akron's football games. Do you credit anything to that, being able to be so durable?
I think it has a lot to do with luck. I mean, I had no serious injuries during the season throughout my career. But a lot of it also goes to our training staff and our training staff and our trainers, just because of the fact they did a lot of preventative things. You know, a little bump or bruise here could turn into something serious, and they were always on top of everything. You know, making me come into treatment when I needed it, and just my overall strength was usually pretty well, and that also helps prevent injuries. injuries. So I mean, a lot of the credit would go to the Athens staff just because I was able to play in every game, you know. So
excellent. Now we're speaking with Kevin Smith, former Akron Zip linebacker, who is formerly getting ready and prepared for the NFL draft coming this April. Speaking of training, I believe you trained in South Florida at Athletes Advantage. Is that correct?
Yeah, I trained in it's in Wellington, Florida. It's a place called Athletes Advantage, ran by Sean Benavides and Ed Smith.
Did you work out with any other players, or were you in private workouts?
Yeah, I actually worked out with the former Florida State quarterback Xavier. That he was down there, and so was Antonio Wilson, who was a former Wake Forest at the end. And there's a few baseball players in there as well, like Jared Saltamacchia, he's catcher for the Texas Rangers. There's a few athletes down there.
Now,
it was a good experience.
That's pretty interesting. Now, with the baseball guys, do they kind of have you guys all in one group doing the same stuff, like football?
No, we would do some of the same drills, but they had their own type of, you know, position and sports-specific drills that they did, and we had our own sports-specific drills and things that we did. So we would do some stuff that would be very similar, but, like, we all worked out in the same general vicinity of each other, so we all knew each other, and we had we would have conversations frequently, so it wasn't anything like we were actually working out together, but there was some type of camaraderie built through just in our daily interaction, you know, so.
Excellent. Now, I also noticed that you were named the 2008 team captain. What kind of leader are you? Are you like a get-in-your-face type guy? Are you kind of lead by example? How do you go about leading the former players?
I think it's the most important thing in being a leader is really realizing that every player is different. You can't deal with every player the same, and also at the same time, every player is different, and so is every situation. Like, there's certain times where, you know, it's one thing to get loud and vocal and let people know how you feel and what's going on. At the same time, there's always a time where you should probably pull a guy aside and let him know, you know, this isn't what you should be doing, or this isn't how it's supposed to be going right now. So, I mean, I think there's a fine line in between being a leader and being a dictator, you know. So I think it's just, you have to, it's something that you learn over 4 years, you know. That's why usually you get senior captains and guys who have been around the block a few times, so.
Excellent. Now, playing in the MAC, or, you know, even throughout your college career, were there any teams that you played, and not in a derogatory way, but was there anybody that you played and then, you know, once you matched up against them pretty well and maybe the outcome was more surprising than people thought?
The one team that we played last season especially was Cincinnati, and we usually, like the last couple, we played them twice in my career, and both times I think we gave them more than a lot of people thought that we would, and it was, I mean, in my opinion, we should have won the game, but we matched up. That was, out of all the teams, it's most surprising. They came in averaging 30-something points a game, and I think we held up to 17, and they obviously went out to play in a BCS game, which was also a big deal, and they won the Big East. So, I mean, they won on a field goal in the fourth quarter, so I think we gave them all they could handle. So.
Now, speaking of competition in the MAC, are there any players on the offensive side of the ball that stood out to you during your time at Akron?
Two guys that probably stood out the most to me would probably be Nate Davis, for one. I mean, everybody knows who he is at this point. And also the running back at Buffalo, James Starks, who is just a big, fast, physical back.
Yeah, I think he's around like 6'2", 200 pounds. Was it more of his physical style, or just kind of hard hitting each time you had to go after him, or was it the speed?
I think it's a combination of it all. I think he's at this point, he's probably, in my opinion, the most complete back in the MAC. He's a really, really good player. So I think he's just his all around game. I think he's a really good player.
Great. Now, you had your pro day I think on what, Tuesday was your pro day or Wednesday this past
Wednesday.
Wednesday. I mean, what did you, when you woke up that day, I mean, were you nervous? I mean, did you eat breakfast? How, start us, you know, start your day out for your pro day morning.
I woke up probably about 8 o'clock, you know, to eat breakfast. My nutritionist got told he had basically a planned out diet or meal for the day. So I woke up, I had my oatmeal, had a couple of orange juice, had a couple of vitamins, and later in the day, probably closer to the pro day, I just relaxed for a little bit, had a protein shake, and then listened to music and got ready to work out, started warming up. So it was pretty uneventful, but you know, the preparation was more mental than anything else, because at that point all the hay's in the barn, like there's not really much physical you can do to prepare at that point, so it's just getting ready mentally.
After it was over and you know you were done for the day and you were leaving the field house, I mean, were you relaxed? What was your mindset? I mean, were you relieved? Did you regret anything?
I think I was more relieved than anything else, you know, just to have gone through the whole process, you know, like what I was preparing for the last 3 months is finally over, you know, like this is like a test, you know, that you study for 3 months and then you finally take the test, and when it's over, it's just more of a sigh of relief, because there's nothing else you can do, like, except for just sit and wait to see how it all plays out.
Now, sitting and waiting, I know you're not going to be doing that, because as we spoke earlier, you have a scheduled workout with the Washington Redskins. Is that, what, April 3rd?
Yeah, it's on Friday, so right now I'm looking forward to that. So.
Now, prior to heading to the Redskins workout, do they send you any information on what they're going to have you do, or do you get, like, a notice or anything?
Yeah, I got they sent an email to me and my agent. It's just run a 40, then I think you're going to do some other warming up and some other drills, and then after that, it's just you go through position drills. It's probably going to be about 2 hours long, I guess they said, so...
So, and you're from Virginia, correct?
Yeah, I'm from Northern Virginia.
Okay, so, and that's where are you there now?
Yeah, I'm actually in Virginia at the moment.
Okay, how about, are you done training and, with, Athlete Advantage for, until?
I don't know, that's something that, me and my agent and we were discussing, but, I'm not sure, right now at this point, it's kind of all up in the air. It depends on how the next couple of days or weeks go, depending on whether or not I'll go back down there to train more. But right now, I'm not too sure.
Okay.
But for now, I'm just training up here.
Excellent. And we're speaking once again with Kevin Grant, former Akron Zip linebacker, 2008 team captain on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And make sure to check out the new website at www.draftbible.com. We updated it. It's brand new. A lot of information there for you. Before we shut this thing down, Kevin, and let you go, we're going to have a little fun with some quick slants. You ready for that?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to switch this up a little bit for you because we talked the other day. If you had one profession, you had to choose one, would you rather be a Hollywood stuntman or a lead singer of a boy band?
I would probably say a Hollywood stuntman rather than a lead singer of a boy band.
I think you took Hollywood. I think you took lead singer last time, huh?
I think the options that you gave me were different last time.
Yeah, they were different.
It was between a male runway model, and the lead singer of a band.
Good memory, man. Good memory. All right, which competition would you get farther in? A hot dog eating contest or American Idol?
I'd definitely say a hot dog eating contest. not the best thing in the world.
So, how many in Nathan's hot dog contest in July, how many hot dogs you think you could throw down?
Depends on the time of year. Right now, while I'm in training, probably not that many, just because my dad's been so strict. But during the summer, probably in a minute, probably about maybe 10 if I'm trying my hardest.
Sweet. Last question here before we let you go. You're in the MAC. Yeah, you're playing one team and you're going to make the defensive stop. How are you going to end the game? Do you want to make it on a sack? Do you want to intercept the ball? Do you want to force a fumble with a jarring hit? To keep the game intact for the Akron Zips, how do you want that game to end? What's Kevin Grant going to do on the last play of the game to secure the victory?
I'd probably say a sack. Sack is one of the most gratifying feelings to end the game. We actually had a sack to end the game at Syracuse. They were driving and then fourth down and I sacked the quarterback. So I think out of all the plays I made in my career, it was probably one of the more gratifying plays that I made. So I'd probably say a sack.
Excellent. And who would that MAC team, what victory, who would that come against?
It would have to be Kent State. It would have to be our rivals, Kent.
Excellent. Kevin, we want to thank you for joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and we wish you your best with the Washington Redskins workout, and we're going to be looking forward to seeing you in NFL uniform soon.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, take care.